The following program is sponsored by Disciples Pathway Ministries.
Welcome to Disciples Pathway Ministries, a mobile ministry with Minister Robbie E. Lilly. Disciples Pathway Ministry is a mobile ministry advancing the kingdom of God so that no one is left behind when Jesus Christ, our King of Kings, returns for his great church.
Set your minds on things above and not on the things that are on earth. He who keep you in perfect peace, who mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Let us pray. Father God, how we praise you and thank you for your faithfulness, for your tender mercies, for your grace today, Lord God. We thank you for allowing us once and again to come before you, Lord God, to humble ourselves, oh Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, that you will hear our hearts and know our minds, Lord God. We thank you for being our counselor, our priest, our hiding place. We just thank you for being a very present help, oh, Lord, in a time of need. And, Lord, you know there's not ever a time, and we know that there's not ever a time that we don't need you, Father God. So, Lord, we just thank you in this moment in time right now, Lord God. We invite you into this session, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that the hearers will be blessed, Lord God, that they will come to know, Lord God, that something can be said to make a difference in the lives that they're living, Lord God. And if they have not received you, moreover, the ultimate case is that they will come in to know you, Father God, to draw closer to you, Father God, to receive salvation, which is only you can do, Lord God. So, Lord, we just thank you. We will not be long before you, but, Lord, we do want to honor you in all that we say and do. We pray that the listeners are encouraged, Lord God, that they are equipped, that they are empowered, that their eyes of understanding will be enlightened by the ministering of your word, Father God. For you've called us out, Lord God, and we're here answering the call, Lord God. So we thank you and we praise you for strength today, Lord God. We thank you for mercy, for peace, for grace, Lord God, that is sufficient in all things, Lord God. When we don't know which way to go, and some people may not know how to make a decision. They don't know what they, with so many things on their mind, Father. But you say even in the multitude of our thoughts, Lord God, your word would comfort us, Lord God. So we're going to pray for the minds of the other people today. We're going to encourage the hearts and the minds of your children today as you have instructed us to do, Lord God. Father, we thank you and we praise you and we lay all our cares at the throne of grace at your feet, Father God. Because you said in your word that we can cast all our cares upon you. And we pray that the listening audience would do the same, to know that there's peace and there's a refuge in you, Lord God. So, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you for hearing our prayers. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Good Sunday afternoon, family. It's good to be back. I love you guys. I really miss y'all. Hey, Minister Dion.
Good Sunday afternoon, family. Good Sunday afternoon, mother. It is indeed a pleasure to be here and again to pull up at the table.
Look at
to
God.
To pull up at the table, knowing that our supply has been met, knowing that it's good food here, good bread here for living, for life's sake.
Yes, yes, life and in the spirit. And it's just a good thing. It's, we, what, about 32 days, 31 days into the year now, and a couple of days, and now we're into the second month of the year. I mean, time is steady moving.
Right, time got wings on it.
Look
fly.
At that, look at that. So... Flying
time.
Look at that. So you better mount up you some wings too and keep it moving and catch up. You heard me? Today's message, family, is going to be a meeting of the minds. I'm going to be reading a little bit from Romans 8, verses 5 through 6. I may add a little bit to that. And it reads, and this is Romans 8, verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Father, how we thank you for the prayerful reading of your word, that we will hear what the Spirit is saying and thereby live in and walk by. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Well, I tell you what, it's a whole lot of things on my mind, you heard me? But the fact that really the ultimate thing is that, and I thank God for that, at the crest of my mind is the things of God. I may not attain it all every day, but I do strive to keep my mind stayed on Jesus. And you know, Lord, you know, with God, he understands the integral parts of our hearts and our minds, our bodies, our soul, and our spirit. And we may not always know how to articulate it. We may not always think we up to snuff with it. But a lot of times we take away the strength that God has given us by discrediting the word of truth, the what he's given us in the light, we'll diminish it in the darkness because the world don't see us in a certain way. Or we trying to measure ourselves by, you know, different parties and different cultures and what's going on in and out. But now it's the substance of God's word that have to be ever living in the presence of our hearts and minds day and night. So we have to aspire. You may have to grab a scripture here in the morning and one in the afternoon and maybe one at night, just something to continue to fuel that flame in your heart and in your mind to keep it stayed on God. And our points today is we're going to talk a little bit about the meeting of the minds, because in scripture, I mean, in this filled with messages about the mind, but today in particular we're going to talk about three things, and one is having a set mind, which is a mind is that is intentionally positioned. You intentional about your moves and your thoughts. Point two will be about the renewing of the mind, because you know Romans 12:1-2 tells us about a renewing of our mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God. So that there has to be a changing of the mind, you understand? And then Isaiah 26 talks to us about a stayed mind. You heard? You understand? And it's good. I like that one because that's a mind that is continually, daily, being fixed on the things. And now you may vacillate. You know, you got these predator and credit folk calling your phone or spam calling. I mean, why is you calling me today? I'm not going to pay you today. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to get your mind fixed on the things of God. You got to get a scripture for that. You got to, Lord, I need something to get me thought about you today, because I'm over here in this office and they shooting these emails and things up in here and notifications about meetings that I really don't want to go to. You understand what I'm saying? But I need to have something that's going to thrust me through this hour. Sometimes it's a day. Sometimes it's a couple of hours. And then you think you got it going on. Then you open the door and there go your family sitting in the floor waiting on you. Now you got to shift your mind. Now, Minister Dion can attest to that part. But I'm just saying, we have to be intentional about the meaning of which one of these minds. And sometimes you have to do them all together good, because it's a training. It's a process, because we have to be renewed in these things. These are not things that just automatically come. You have to be intentional about your move, about your witness, about your stand. And I'm going to tell you, when you talk about it more, the gooder it gets, the easier it gets. Because most of us talk about the things and the people that we care about the most, those things that are really effective in our heart. A lot of people talk about their children. Everybody that know me know I talk about my grandbabies. You understand what I'm saying? Don't get mad. They're my grandbabies. I love them. So the thing about it is, we have to understand that God wants us to lift him up. That's why he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw him. Just so keep lifting me up. And as you lift him up, this is the thing that develops your mindset. Now, you don't have to even think about it. It's just a natural flow, like living water, you heard me? And the Holy Spirit comes in and starts, you know, rubbing it down and giving you little things and little nuggets to keep in your pocket, something in the glove compartment. You know what I'm saying? You minding your business, really trying to be about the business. Some will pop up on your screen, a word of the day, a verse for the day to encourage you along the way. This is him regulating our mindset, setting it. You understand? Putting it in the right position. Having it in a continuous state, a perpetual state of loving him, walking with him, talking with him. That's all Adam and Eve did. And when you see, when they stop with that little moment that they have to now walk with the Lord in the cool of the day, what they do? They over there tree shopping. I'm just saying. Go ahead, Dion.
Well, to go back into the groundwork scripture that you read and Romans 8, I want to park at verse 6 where it says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Look at God.
And peace. Peace is a key ingredient to the mind. Peace is going to tell you, and it's also going to tell God, it's also going to tell others around you, whether or not your mind is set, whether or not your mind is fortified,
come on,
whether or not your mind is stayed or has a place of refuge or has an address.
Yeah.
If you will, because us all being human, we know that our minds go in and out all day long. But it has to come, our minds have to come to a place where they just are going to be set. A mentor of mine once told me, there's nothing more dangerous than a man with his mind made up.
Look at that.
Because a man with a made up mind is very dangerous, very influential. We can look throughout the courses of history at some of the great leaders, and they had made up minds and led whole nations of people, for good or for bad. Yeah. But it started up with the mind, with the made up mind, with the mindset of one man, and that philosophy shuttered throughout the rest of a whole nation. So peace is a key ingredient. I say again, peace is a key ingredient. And how do you know, how do we know that we have such peace? You're going to know if you have peace when you lay your head down at night.
Yeah.
Sleep is for the body, but rest is for the soul. If you have peace, but you lack sleep, if you have peace, but you don't have rest, then this is not the peace that God has rendered you. Yes. Because the peace that God has rendered will bring us into a rest. And by rest, we know we have the victory, because his name is Jehovah Sabaoth. This means the Lord strong and mighty in battle. But it's Jehovah Sabaoth, which is where we get the word Sabbath from, which means rest. And so your rest is an indication of your victory.
And look at God.
Peace.
He say, peace I give unto you, not as the world give it I unto you. Hallelujah. Let not your heart be troubled.
I was just going to get there in John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid when you lay down at night.
When you lay down.
So peace is a salutation. Peace comes in at the front, and peace stays or leaves out at the end.
Yeah.
Okay, this is why when people came, if you looked at some of the old alien shows like Star Trek, you know, the aliens come to Earth, I come in peace. When you look at some of the Paulinian letters and things of that nature, it signs out by saying peace to the brethren, because peace comes in at the front end, and then peace sets itself at the back end. So now everything in between is governed by where peace is positioned.
Yes. And that's a good, and because just like you were alluding to earlier, babe, you have to have a determination.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be determined. And if a man has set his mind on a thing, that means he's determined to see it through, whether good or bad.
Right.
And this is why scripture tells us, even over in 1 Peter 5:8, he say, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. And so what we have to do is know that there is an adversary that's seeking to do what? Devour what? Your peace. Because if he can establish your, get into your peace realm and disturb it, he know he can win this battle. He know that he can bring you down. He know that he can destroy your family. You understand? And that's why the word also tells us that you have to labor to enter into his peace. You have to work at it.
Right.
You have to be intentional. You have to be determined. You got to know that I know that I believe what I have read in these scriptures that says to me, peace be still.
Amen.
My peace I give unto you. And this is something that's imperative that we must do if we're going to be functional Christians, if we're going to be effective Christians, if we're going to be people that can make an impact in this world and in the lives of those that we have a sphere of influence. We have to take up our cross, family, and be intentional about this stand. We don't have that luxury. Time is fleeting. My baby just told y'all, time got wings on it. You heard me? Red Bull. Did we just say Red Bull got wings too? Yeah. But I'm just saying, we have to mount up so we can catch up, keep up, and soar above these circumstances that keeps us bound when he's out. If he say this much about peace in his word, and I'm telling you, I got a lot of notes in front of me, and time won't even permit. But I do know this here, that the word of God is written for our learning. Not just to read it, to quote it back and forth, but to take it and apply it. How is it applicable? How are you going to appropriate this word? He said we have to have a mind like Christ. This is a new thing. So I was ministered to a young lady, and I've been asking, Lord, why do these young folk come to me, Lord? Now, you know, I love the young adult, but, you know, they've been here in this season. It's been quite a few from different reasons and different angles. And I'm like, he said, because I have something in you that I need you to deliver to them. And this is why they coming. You understand? This is why they coming. I'm like, Lord, I don't know what to do. He said, well, just stay tight. I'm going to give it to you. Because you'll be, people, y'all would be surprised at troubled hearts and minds that these young adults, not even the young adults, the youth, the children are having. When you got 12, 13, 14-year-old coming in, Miss Robert, I got problems. I done had a rough day. Well, what's going on, child of God? Miss, we need to step out in the hallway and talk.
Goodness.
Well, wait a minute now. What's really going on? You see what I'm saying? But this is our children, family, are troubled in their hearts to a degree that they looking for what? Peace, and don't even know.
Amen.
They don't know what it is. Nobody's put a name to it. Mama upset. Daddy has abandoned. They don't have no rest. And this is why we have a society in an unrested state. Because again, as Minister Dion said, rest is a very key point to being stable and secure in the peace of God. I ain't talking about the peace. Say the world didn't give it to you. The world can't take away. The world cannot offer us this because the world is developed and set up for chaos.
Amen.
Period.
Amen.
And they'll offer you peace. They tell you peace, but them themselves are destruction. They workers of destruction is what the Bible say. Amen. And they come in cunningly, shrewdly, you know, wolf and sheep clothing like. Do not believe the hype, family. Y'all better get this stuff because it's good. It's good. And it's throughout the scripture. When you need a guide, go to the scriptures.
Amen.
Go to the scriptures. The Holy Spirit came to give us the advantage to lead us where into all truth. Truth about what? Truth about our position, our stand as children of God navigating in this world. We got it right, y'all. But if you don't go get it, you're going to miss it every time.
Amen. To give a little bit more insight of this struggle and this thing about maintaining the peace of God. Mm-hmm. and by maintaining the peace of God, you have the mind of Christ.
Yeah,
you know?
Again,
in John 14, you know, not like the world give, not like what the world has to offer. So if Jesus is putting the world on Front Street, that means that there is a counterfeit of peace. Mm-hmm. That's out there.
Yeah.
Now, as we just read, you know, about the carnal mind, where it says, and again, verses, the carnal mind is death. The reason why, when you focus on the things of this world, the things of this earth, is the reason why death is associated with it is because this earth is indeed passing away. And let me tell you something, family, the earth don't even want you to focus on the earth. The enemy wants you to focus on the earth, but the earth doesn't even want you to focus on the earth. Matter of fact, the earth gets mad when you focus on it.
That's it.
Let me tell you why. Let's go deeper. The earth gets mad when you focus on it because the Bible says that the earth moans and groans with birth pangs, which means the earth is waiting to be delivered.
Amen.
The earth is actually jealous because deliverance and salvation has come to man, but the rest of creation is sitting here waiting, waiting, because the natural is looking at the supernatural, waiting for a word. Nature is looking at the supernature or nature superior for a word.
Yes.
And really, to be honest, creation feels abandoned by man. Because man was appointed over creation, but we missed the mark and lost our spot.
Yeah.
However, Christ has come and redeemed us. So now we sit back in Christ Jesus as the managers of this earth. But however, with that said, we are hidden in Christ Jesus, the Bible says.
Yes.
So creation still doesn't even know who's who.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be until the end time and that Christ Jesus come back that creation is delivered. And now the earth can see, okay, that's my match. She's my match. He's my match. Oh, he belongs to Christ. They belong to Christ. That's my manager.
Yes.
So the earth is sitting up here like, why is you worried about me?
Global warming.
Why is you worried about me when you need to be having your mind stayed upon him so I can stay up, so I can get with you to get with him.
Amen.
Because I got to come through you to get to him.
Absolutely. Because the very first thing he did, he took from the earth, formed a clay man, put his spirit in him, and gave him dominion over the land. a charge over the and authority over the land.
So creation is waiting for the word of God to speak through man so it can do as what it was created to do from the mouth of God.
And if my people who are called by my name, if they would listen, goodness, they would turn from their wicked way, then I would heal their land. I would hear from them, and then I heal their land. You heard me? And the land is waiting. It's waiting for man to hear, to humble himself, turn from his wicked ways unto God, so God can heal the land. It's really not as hard a principle as people
it's
think it
not.
Is. It's really not.
And it's just a mind. It's a mindset.
It's a mindset.
One man.
One man.
I bring this statistic up often because it's just mind-boggling. Like 90% of the male incarcerated population has professed to have not grown up with a male figure in the home. Mm-hmm. So that tells us that one man can change a house, and the house, the neighborhood, the city, the state, the nation, the world. Yeah. One man. Through one man, all fell, and through another man is redemption.
Amen.
One man, one mindset.
Amen. One mindset. One mindset. And when you set your mind on the things of God, God honors that. You understand? And that's why he said, because the carnal mind is enemy. It's saying enmity, but you're enemy against God. But it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So you got to put that flesh to death. You heard me? You got to call, tell that flesh, you're going to sit down and be, in other words, peace be still. You're going to sit down and shut up, and you're going to mind the things of God. When he spoke to the winds and the waves, said, peace be still, that means winds be still and waves sit down. You understand what I'm saying? So God is still calling us to these same principles and precepts today. Today, he's saying, today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. You understand what I'm saying? And that's another thing. And we're going to continue on in next message, God willing, and say the same in this same stead, because it's a lot of ground to cover. And we don't want to just glean over this here real quick, because too many folks are troubled in areas of life, and that area is in the mind. Because once the enemy could get a foothold in your mindset, as a man thinketh, the Bible says, so is he. You understand? And this is why you must be born again. You can't even renew your mind by reading self-help books, Googling, positive affirmation. You have to get your mind renewed only through the blood of Jesus and Christ Jesus. And you cannot do this on your own, man of God. You can't do this on your own, woman of God, children of God. You got to come in. Your time is now.
Amen. Amen. My mother gave us three things of concern here as it pertains to our mind. A set mind, a mind that is sturdy, a mind that is immovable. We got to become stubborn in the things of Christ. A renewed mind, a mind that has to be renewed with each new day, a mind that has to be set on each new mercy, on each new thing that God is doing with the life that he's given us, and a mind, again, that is stayed on Christ. And your return is peace, family. Now, if you've been struggling in your heart and in your mind, as we oftentimes do.
Yes.
Family, if you have not, we want to extend an invitation unto salvation. Jesus must come in to your heart. If there's going to be any change in your life, he must first come into your heart to do the work. And if you just need to rededicate your life, please repeat these words after me. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I believe you hung, bled, and died in my place. You, the Son of God, then rose and is now seated at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, you are welcomed in this place of my heart. May your spirit never depart. Receive me as I receive you this day. In your holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Until next time, family.
One voice, I speak life.
Thanks for listening to Disciples Pathway Ministries with Minister Robbie E. Lilly. Thanks for your prayers and for your gifts to his great work of God. For booking and requests for services, look up Disciples Pathway Ministries on Facebook. That's Disciples Pathway Ministries on Facebook.